When historian Tom Holland's documentary Islam, the Untold Truth was aired at the end of August, it caused an outcry. Over 1,200 complaints were made, there was fierce criticism online, and now Channel 4 has cancelled a repeat broadcast of the programme after Holland was threatened. The 70-minute documentary questions the origins of Islam in the 7th century, claiming there's no historical evidence for the religion, for Prophet Muhammad or Mecca from that time. Holland questions whether Islam even existed during the time of the Arab conquests, or whether it was a creation of what he calls the Arab Empire. Many Muslims were angry that the programme framed Islam as unacademic and Muslims as irrational. I've come to the Islamic Centre of England, to one of many classes held here discussing Islam in an academic way. I asked students here what they made of the documentary.
It was poor quality research. They'd really failed to actually find very basic fundamental facts about Islam.
Just because you cannot prove something does not mean that it does not exist.
The people who wanted to make it, they already went in with their view rather than being objective. I think their aim was to defame Islam.
Poorly made, I thought this documentary.
Samir Al Haydari is the head of the organisation that runs these monthly courses. He says one of the greatest flaws of the documentary is that it doesn't consider hadith, the orally transmitted history of Islam.
They've decided that the parameters of what they can consider an accurate history, one in which they actually have to trace back some sort of artifact or coin that they have to dig up, as if human beings didn't live at that time and they didn't talk to each other and they didn't have a culture of their own in which they would transmit a message through generation to generation. That's what Islam is. The transmission of the message of Islam is orally done. Even the Quran, which funnily enough they did mention, is orally transmitted. So for that to be a historical document and hadith not to be is actually one that is a problem in itself.
This documentary may very well be a symptom, not a cause, of a more fundamental problem.
The issue of Orientalism is that they look at Islam through a Western narrative, and through that they have political objectives in trying to portray Islam in this way, to try and strip away the fabrics of this religion and portray it in a very negative sense, which is well spun in Western media these days.
Tom Holland has responded to the show's criticism. In a statement he said,
"The origins of Islam are a legitimate subject of historical inquiry, and this film is wholly in keeping with other series and programmes on Channel 4, where the historical context of world religions has been examined."
His words have not appeased many Muslims and non-Muslims who were not impressed by his effort. Nargis Mobalaghi, Press TV, London.